Hello, I'm Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva podcast. Today, we're talking about foods and nutrients that promote healthy skin. Alyssa writes, I recently came across a paper in the International Journal of Molecular Science on nutrients to enhance skin health. I was surprised to see how much evidence there seems to be for certain nutritional compounds and their effects on skin. However, as a non-professional, I was a bit lost as to how we might translate these research findings into recommendations for the best foods or supplements. Could you dedicate a podcast episode to it? Your wish is my command, Alyssa. And can I just add how much I love the fact that listeners of this podcast sit around reading the International Journal of Molecular Science for fun. The skin is not only the largest organ of the body, it's also the most visible. So not surprisingly, many of us think of skin health primarily in cosmetic terms. Does my skin make me look older or younger than my years? But the health of your skin affects a lot more than just your appearance. As with any organ, good nutrition helps your skin function at its best. And as a bonus, the right nutrients can also help keep your skin looking younger and fresher as well. One of your skin's most important functions is to keep the outside out and the insides in. And to that end, it needs to be highly elastic, yet extremely durable. It needs to be breathable, but waterproof. It needs to allow nutrients in, but keep pathogens out. All of these functions depend on the integrity of the cell membranes, and healthy fats from your diet help keep your cell membranes in good condition. In fact, people who follow extremely low-fat diets often have a lot of skin problems. Monounsaturated fats, the type found in olives, almonds, and avocados, help keep your skin healthy and youthful looking. And as a bonus, they also protect against heart disease and weight gain. Both omega-3 and omega-6 fats are also needed for healthy skin. But when you get too much omega-6 or too little omega-3, that can create inflammation and accelerate aging. Because most of us are already getting plenty of omega-6, focus on eating more foods that are rich in omega-3s every day. That includes flax, hemp, and chia seeds, and of course, fish are also great sources of omega-3s. Now, the skin also needs to withstand daily doses of UV radiation from the sun, which accelerates aging and can lead to skin cancer. Antioxidants help out on both counts, shielding the skin from damage, but also helping to repair any damage that does occur. And the easiest way to increase your intake of antioxidants is to focus on upping your intake of fruits and vegetables. The healthy fats I discussed earlier also play a role here, both by protecting the skin from UV damage and also by helping you absorb more of the protective nutrients from vegetables. So be sure to enjoy some guacamole with those carrot sticks, or a few olives on your salad, or maybe some almond butter on your apple slices. Studies show that people who get more antioxidant nutrients and healthy fats from their diets show less wrinkling, thinning, and drying out of the skin as they age. Sounds good to me. Even if your diet is high in natural photoprotective foods, a topical sunscreen is still a good idea, especially if you're out in the sun a lot. But applying sunscreen also blocks your skin's ability to make vitamin D. Ironically, vitamin D is important for healthy skin as well as bone health. So one reasonable strategy is to get a small dose of sunshine without sunscreen, just to top off your vitamin D stores, and then apply sunscreen to protect your skin from damage. And if you're curious to know exactly how much sunshine you need to get your vitamin D, I have a link in the show notes to an article that will help you calculate exactly that. Now, diligent use of sunscreen can protect against skin cancer, but it's also going to keep you from getting that sun-kissed glow we tend to like. But once again, nutrition to the rescue. Eating foods that are high in carotenoids can actually give your skin a healthier color. Sweet potatoes, carrots, pink grapefruit, tomatoes, red peppers, kale, spinach, and apricots are all great choices for these particular carotenoids. And Scottish researchers found that eating 3 additional servings of these foods per day led to rosier, healthier looking skin after just 6 weeks. You might consider this self-tanning from the inside. Virtually all of the essential minerals play some sort of role in keeping the skin healthy, but zinc and selenium appear to be especially important. Both of them help prevent and repair damage from ultraviolet radiation. Both are anti-inflammatory and antioxidants as well. Many sunscreens contain zinc oxide, but these molecules are way too large to be absorbed into the body through the skin, so dietary sources are going to be your best bet here. Shellfish are rich in both zinc and selenium, and nuts and legumes are good vegan alternatives. Brazil nuts are a particularly good source of selenium, but there's no need to go overboard, and in fact, it is possible to get too much of a good thing, especially from supplements. But as long as you're eating a good variety of whole and minimally processed foods, you should be fine. Now, the paper that Alyssa forwarded to me also highlighted collagen as a nutrient that can benefit the appearance of your skin. Now, you can get collagen from foods, notably from simmering animal bones in water. Now, chefs call this stock, but if you call it bone broth, you can charge a whole lot more for it. But most of the buzz around collagen is actually for supplements, and there are a handful of studies showing that supplementation with collagen or collagen peptides produces statistically significant improvements in skin elasticity and hydration. But I think the question isn't so much whether these differences can be detected with special dermatological hydrometers and wrinkle calipers. The question really is whether you perceive enough of a benefit to justify the cost. Also, I'll just point out that a couple of these studies also tested a whole combination of nutrients or products, so it's not always totally clear how much of the benefit that was measured was due to the collagen. Personally, I think the money that you could spend on a collagen supplement might be better spent on a really good sunscreen, because UV rays are one of the primary culprits in collagen loss. Now, the microbiome also plays an important role in the health of the skin and vice versa. Now, usually when we talk about the microbiome, we're referring to the bacteria and other organisms that reside in the human gut. The gut microbiome affects virtually every other system and organ in the body, including the skin, and there is preliminary evidence linking disruptions in the gut microbiome to inflammatory conditions of the skin, including psoriasis, rosacea, and allergic dermatitis. So maintaining a healthy gut microbiome by including plenty of fiber from a wide range of plant foods in your diet can improve the health and the function of your skin. But the microbiome is not limited to the gut. It also includes a vast universe of organisms that live on our skin. And just as with the gut microbiome, when the balance of the skin microbiome is disturbed, it can result in disease. Some of the things that disrupt the skin microbiome are overuse of antibacterial soaps, harsh cleansers, and chemicals in our skincare products and our cosmetics. Now, of course, what you don't eat is often just as important as what you do eat, and this is especially true when it comes to blemishes and acne. Contrary to urban legend, chocolate and pepperoni do not necessarily cause breakouts, but research suggests that diets that are high in added sugars and processed foods may provoke breakouts. If you struggle with acne, try cutting back on processed and junk foods to see if it helps. And some people also find that limiting their intake of high-fat dairy products also reduces breakouts. In the show notes for today's show, you'll find a link to that journal article that Alyssa mentioned, as well as links to a whole slew of Nutrition Diva episodes that are on topics related to today's discussion, including episodes on bone broth, diet and acne, and the difference between chia, hemp, and flax seeds, in case you ever wondered. And you'll find all of that on our website at quickanddirtytips.com. I'd also like to invite you to check out my other podcast with Brock Armstrong. It's called The Change Academy, and we talk about the art and science of behavior change. It's a lot of fun. You'll find it wherever you listen. The Nutrition Diva Show is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller, and our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. Morgan Christensen is our podcast and advertising operations specialist, and our intern is Brendan Pika. Thanks so much for listening today. I'll see you next week. Remember to eat something good for me.